Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Head coach Eddie Howe has admitted that Joe Linton's transformation from £40 million striker to combative midfielder has caught him by surprise. Kieran Trippier's goal and Dan Burn's man of the match performance stole the headlines on Sunday in the 1-0 win over Aston Villa, but Howe was quick to acknowledge the performance of his midfield trio, in particular Joe Linton. He said, if you ask when I saw Joe Linton from the outside, did I think he'd be a number eight, tracking blindside runs into our penalty area to block crosses, then I'd have to be honest and say no, I didn't. The first time I saw him was the Norwich game when he played in that role, and I thought he was absolutely brilliant that day. We've continued to develop and work with him on lots of different aspects, and I think his general performances have been so impressive. Moving on, and reports suggest that Newcastle are favourites to beat Tottenham to the signing of Brighton's Yves Bissouma. He was reportedly on Tottenham's radar in January, with Spurs alleged to be battling the likes of Manchester United and Aston Villa for his signature in the final days of the window. However, the Mali international ended up staying put. When asked about the 25-year-old's future, Brighton boss Graham Potter hinted earlier this month that they might have to cash in on him in the summer. And it's now claimed that Newcastle are leading the race. Well, finally, incoming Newcastle sporting director Dan Ashworth played no role in negotiating a deal for Dan Burn to join from Brighton last month to ensure there was no conflict of interest. That's according to reports. Ashworth is set to arrive at St James's Park as Newcastle's new sporting director, having resigned from his role as the technical director at Brighton earlier this month. He's currently on gardening leave at the Seagulls as his representatives work out a compensation agreement. That's all for now. We'll have more later.